So the question's been asked, what is energy? What's the easiest way to understand what energy is, and how is it used in relationship to energy therapy, Amuna energy therapy? How can we better understand about what these sessions, what energy movement really is about, and how it contributes to our well-being? So if we understand the basis that the scientific world also backs this understanding, is that all matter is energy. There is no matter. There's only energy. And energy condensed gives off the impression of what we see as matter. We don't have to go into the specifics of what that means, but everything at its most minute level, subatomic and even sub-subatomic level, at its base, it's all energy. What is energy in and of itself? And also from a Torah perspective, what is it called? Energy is a power that's called Koach Hiyuli. Basically, what it is a vital life force that Hashem infuses into creation, that Hashem purposely infused into creation in one of the days prior to creation, in one of the time frames and time references prior to creation. And Hashem infused into creation this essential vital force called Koach Hiyuli. And it was deposited into creation for the purpose of bringing creation to its fruition, and in that also aiding us as human beings to interact in our life and aiding our body to return to an optimal healing state. And as we know, our bodies naturally gravitate towards healing, and it is because of this Koach Hiyuli, this energy force, which essentially is an impression of Hashem's creative force that he left and planted into creation, that allows everything to be in the state of becoming. And that's what brings life into its ability to move and be interactive with, because of this vital force called energy / in Torah language, Koach Hiyuli. So again, this Koach, this energy, is basically the baseline of all of existence. What does it do? What can it do? What is at its baseline to do? It is the vital force of potential. Life is parv, it's neutral. And we have this energy force, which is a droplet, which is infused with a droplet of divine will, godly manifestation, his ratzon, his will, his drive to bring life as we know it to its ultimate purpose and goal. So Hashem deposited a force that we, every human being, interacts with. And this force enables all potential to become something else, to become something greater than its baseline. So we all have this potential. We all have these capabilities, and the only way that we can sort of make it into something greater than where we are right now and exit our stuckness and exit our places where we feel locked into place is by interacting with this potential intelligent force that Hashem, again, infused the universe with. And we interact with this creative potential force called energy so that we could become something greater than what we originally felt we were. So what is energy therapy? Energy therapy, in the way that we are taught in the Or Amuna energy system, it's the ability to interact through learned techniques and modalities, the ability to interact with this Koach, with this energy. And while we interact with it, we don't cause anything to be. We simply are movers and shakers. We move through the modalities that we learned, we move the disturbances, we remove the places of energy consciousness, limiting beliefs, traumas, fears that are sort of covering over this potential to become something different. And when you move something and you remove what the cover, you can obviously see what's inside. So through the modalities that we learn, we're essentially moving blocks, curtains, covers, disturbances away. We don't put anything into energy consciousness, into the intelligent mind and consciousness of our clients. But what naturally happens as a natural occurrence, just like the body naturally gravitates towards healing, as these things are moved away, what naturally rises up is all the positive light and energy consciousness and potential that was waiting to be actualized but couldn't, because there were blocked conditionings and limiting beliefs and fears and disturbances and family system, you know, consciousness that was laying on top of it. And that was disturbing the natural positive outcome and healing to rise to the surface and allow for our clients to be in direct contact with. So essentially, if I have to explain it on a very visual but simple way of understanding, let's just say a person's used to traveling when they want to go from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim, right? They're used to traveling on highway number one. And now there's another highway. In fact, there's another two highways. And those highways are now open for the client to now visualize and see in front of them. Where before, all they did is knew highway number one. That was the only way they knew for years to travel to Yerushalayim. Now they want to still travel to Yerushalayim, but, which Yerushalayim ultimately means, yes, as a concept and also as the truth, Yerushalayim is our destination. Yerushalayim HaBnuya, the rebuilding of Yerushalayim is essentially where we all want to be, consciously, subconsciously, unconsciously, whatever you want to call it. We all yearning to be in that place of rebuilding, of healing, of wellness, of ultimate good revealed and without any, you know, obstructions. But now to get to that place of ultimate healing, that Yerushalayim of ours, we no longer need to travel on one. Now, when I'm thinking about Yerushalayim, guess what? I'm like, oh, wow, look at that side road. I never knew that there was a side road. I didn't know that I could travel there as well. And that is a road that was always there. It was always there. I didn't create the road for the client. That road, that consciousness, that ability, that potential, that energy was always there. It's just that now, when the other blockages were sort of moved, we move, we shake, right? Them out of the way. Now suddenly that appears before them, like, oh, wow. Now, what happens is as we continue to do the work, session after session after session, and that road keeps popping up in front of them, that road keeps popping up in front of them. In the beginning, that road feels very strange, very new, very odd, very different, and very scary. So our clients might say, oh, I don't know if I want to go on that road. But as you keep reintroducing that, then the subconscious mind programming is suddenly used to seeing something else and it's not so scary. And now they're more readily able to. Some jump on that road right away and that's great. But some need a couple of deep sessions over and over again on a consistent basis so that they can recognize that this road is not a scary road. Just because it's new, it doesn't mean it's scary, and we all have a fear of the unknown. And so essentially now they see this one road and maybe even a second road and maybe even a third road, and they have choices now. And they're able to actually observe these choices, observe these new highways, and these highways, these other opportunities for them to go through, are places that are, they're the roads that are easier. They're roads that can take them to their ultimate place of Yerushalayim, that place of wellness, in a way that will be, you know, easier. They will have gained also more resilience, more coping skills as they travel through this road. They'll be able to be enhanced through their traveling and not feel bogged down and not feel weighed down and discouraged. So again, it's a technique, it's a program, Amuna energy, that enables our clients to be motivated towards positive change, that encourages them lasting change, but all from a place that is allowed because the free will of our clients are still there. We're simply introducing to them this place, but they have to make ultimately that choice of whether or not they want to travel on that road. And when the emotional blockages and the traumas are sort of, and the possible family tree connections are uncovered, and they suddenly realize that they can make another choice, they're more apt and more likely to travel on that road, that new road, and trust that that's better for them. So they gain a lot of coping skills. They're able to gain more resilience. They're able to recognize that they are tapping into wellsprings of amuna and strength that they didn't realize they had before, because again, it was all covered up. So now they can discover new ways about themselves and really go on a journey within themselves. So that's the quickest and most simplest way of explaining the basis of Aura Moona energy, and God willing, it should serve as good healing and a good messenger and a good vehicle for healing for many, many along the way. Have a wonderful day.